Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, from World War III to a good news story, hopefully. You may remember a couple of weeks ago on the show, Claire spoke to Erica Tierney, an activist and mum, about her experience of having a cancer diagnosis while having a newborn. Erica, along with the Irish Cancer Society, have been urging government to amend legislation so that women going through a cancer diagnosis during pregnancy or postpartum can defer their maternity leave till they're feeling a little bit better. Erica joins me on the phone again this morning. Erica, good morning.
Good morning. Hello. How are you?
Does it feel like a happy day?
It does. It really does feel like a happy day. We've been campaigning for over 2 years on this.
And legislation is being brought to Cabinet today.
Legislation is being brought to Cabinet. It's a huge step. It's probably not the last one. And we will be watching it really closely. So I guess at this point, really urging all the government backbenchers, TDs, senators to really get behind it so it can pass through the Dáil very quickly.
Devil always in the detail. What do you understand to be the details of what's being brought to Cabinet?
So the detail seems to be that anybody with a serious illness, so not just cancer, alongside their maternity leave will have the ability to postpone or delay for up to 52 weeks. So that would just afford mothers like me a huge silver lining at the end to know that they will have that time back once they get through treatment.
We heard your story. Tell me some of the other stories that you heard and what this move would mean to those people.
Well, what happened to me, so a cancer diagnosis during pregnancy or immediately postpartum is happening to 60 women every year in Ireland. I know a lot of these women. I've heard a lot of their stories. Some delivering babies in comas, some being hospitalised for a lot of treatment and not having that direct bonding time with their baby. So, you know, we can never spare any of these women going through treatment. But what we can do is be compassionate and say, hey, you know, you're going to get through this really, really difficult time and you will have that bonding time and a maternity leave once you get through.
And not to diminish what those women are going through, but it's not just about them. It's about the child getting to spend that time with a mother who is fully recovered and able to devote themselves to the baby.
Completely. And, you know, from the start, Philip, this has never just been a women's issue. This is a whole family issue, you know. And there was legislation in place that afforded men the ability to delay their paternity leave. So I'm really happy that it's looking like we're going to be on equal footing very soon.
Is it empowering to identify an inequality, a painful issue like this, go to work on it, and apparently within, you know, a relatively short space of time, 2 years, to win?
Yeah, I suppose that's one thing that we always say in advocacy. No one ever chooses this. But when you are faced with something that is just outright wrong and unjust, you have to act. So to me, it feels like a really long time. But I guess when you do think about it in the overall context of changing a law, it is relatively quick.
I mean, I'm looking at when you look at the Stardust families and how long it took them to get to where they are today. That's what I mean when I say 2 years is a relatively short period of time. But of course, it's been an ordeal for you. How are you now?
It's actually a double whammy of good news for me. So as of yesterday, I'm finished chemotherapy again. I had another cancer diagnosis in October. So not only am I celebrating this legislation finally getting to Cabinet, but I'm also very happy that I have no more dates with the chemotherapy chair. So I'm a happy woman this morning.
And how is baby?
Baby is now 4.5.
So, okay.
Yeah, she's off to big school in September with a hopefully very well mum by then. So it's a good day in our house. And I guess at this point, you know, I'll never rest on this piece until I actually hear from the first woman who's been able to postpone. So I'm really looking forward also to that day in the near future.
Of course, because this is ultimately going to require buy-in from employers, isn't it?
Absolutely. And, you know, we've done the background work. We've gone to trade unions. We've gone to employer groups. We've briefed everybody. And there only are 60 women like me every year. So we're not asking for a huge amount in terms of financial implications or budget. But you know, it will make a huge, huge difference to families like mine.
And do you understand if this legislation offers any assistance to those employers?
Well, I'm not sure on the details, so we're hoping to meet with the Minister, Radhika Gorman, next week and work together on fleshing out the exact details of the legislation. So at this point, we don't have that exact detail.
Okay. But for today, you can, you know, sit back, fold the arms and say, job well done.
Yeah, and keeping my watchful eye to make sure it comes through quickly.
Erica Tierney, thank you very much for talking to us. Continued good health and recovery, and the best to the little 4.5-year-old as well. Let us go over now to the newsroom and Brian Jennings.